Jack, I'm curious, what were you playing through during that time? I can't imagine the kind of things that you were taping up and putting some spit on to try to get yourself through.
In that era. You know, that was an era when, you know, there was no flags for, you know, unnecessary roughness. It was everything goes. And I'm curious to hear some of the things that you had to battle through as well.
I tell this one story about the referees and some of the things that we had to put up with. And I won't name the offensive tackle I was playing against, because it I don't need to shame him, but he was literally choking me. And I looked at Jim Tunney and I said, Tunney, I need a little help over here. I said, do something, help me. He said, 85, you play and I'll referee.
Oh man.
I said, well, that didn't help a lot.
Stories like that, obviously, you know, being having the opportunity to be on the air and share some of my experience playing the game. But when you can get stories like that from Hall of Fame players, even guys that just played the game, and I think that's what guys miss the most, you know, just being in the locker room. Since you've reached the epitome of the NFL, getting the gold jacket, what are some of the things that you miss as far as the game?
You know, you hit it on the head. It's the camaraderie of your teammates. Once you establish the team, there's a time period there where you what's the word I want to use? There's where you come together as a group of in those days it was 42. We didn't have but 42 on the team. And it really was something where you came together as a group, and you had one purpose. One purpose was to take this next play and win that next play.
So, Jack, as we talk to NFL Hall of Famer, seven-time All-Pro Jack Youngblood here on Football Friday from the Golden Nugget on Cofield & Company here on ESPN Las Vegas. I'm curious about the wide variety of things that you've done with your life after your time in football, because when you played, you know, I'm reading about when you signed for 3 years and $100,000. I mean, it's not like the kind of money that anybody's going to retire on today. You've had a lot of varied interests in your career. What have you enjoyed most about what you've been able to do after football?
Well, I stayed in the game for another 10 or 15 years in the front office aspects of it. I went from the Rams to Sacramento to the World League. Then from the World League, I came back to Florida. I got the first opportunity to come back to Florida and ran the arena franchise here. Won two championships. I mean, won a championship in each one of those positions. So I had some really nice satisfaction of putting things together, putting it together, and convincing the guys of what they need to do to be, you know, to be champions.